listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome to today's show, Your Ultimate Life. And I'm excited for today. You know, I did a fun thing. Now, I'm moving my website name around here. I'm a big fan of AI. I'm a big fan of it. Now, I know, just like the computer, there's all kinds of people who have taken computer and the internet to do bad things, dumb things, hack people's accounts and steal money that doesn't belong to them and, you know, steal identities. And I saw this ad on TV the other day that just, you know, title theft, right? And so now there's somebody selling title lock insurance so that you can't have your title of your home stole because people, through using, you know, hacking into things, can impersonate, steal identities, and then get a mortgage on your house, take all the equity out, et cetera, et cetera. So there's always going to be a way to use any invention for bad. I can use a baseball bat to play sports, and I can use it to hit somebody over the head. AI is exactly the same thing. There are people who are using it right now to fool others, imitating voices. I have a client right now who's super wizard in AI. He's using it right now to write plugins that are servicing a particular industry, and it's really fast and really good, and he's really grateful and fabulous at it. And so it's creating work savings, a shortcut to do a lot more stuff faster. I love that. I love that. And I'm using it. My wife and I, our business, we use it every day. We use it for suggestions about emails. We type in all kinds of topics and get interesting ideas about how to express them. And so it's a super high-powered research assistant, right? But it can't be you. I don't care how good of a deep fake it can create of a video of you, of your voice, of your picture, it's still not you. And it might fool somebody into thinking you did or didn't do something, but it's still not you. And in the cosmic scheme of things, your essence isn't part of that production. So I love AI. I use it all the time. I use it for all kinds of things. And I'm busy thinking often of other ways to do it. Now, having said that, there are some places I don't use it, even though I could. And I'll tell you what that is, and I'll tell you why. I'm a musician. I love doing music. I have if you look me up on Spotify, my name, Kellen Flukiger, you'll see that I've got 88 songs. Now, if you just look up my name, you won't find all of them. You'll probably find half of them because I've used some other names, Techno Dance, and some other names to do some jazz tunes and some other album names. But I've got a whole bunch of music up on Spotify. So why am I telling you that? Well, there's all kinds of AI music generators, and maybe they're good and maybe they're not. I'm not using it or not using it because they're good or they're not good. I'm not using them because I want to do that work. I want to get in and get my hands dirty, creating the drums, creating the bass guitar or the guitars or the piano part or the violins or the orchestral things. I want to do that. I don't want help, you know, and even if, quote, whatever the machine might do is, quote, better, I enjoy the work of doing, like someone who enjoys gardening. So all the songs that I'm doing, and I might change that and experiment with it in the future, but right now I go in and do all the lifting myself, creating melody lines and orchestration and recording every single part and do it all. And I've got full-blown productions, as you'll see if you go to Spotify and look at stuff. So that's all a big preamble to tell you what I'm doing today. This is a fun thing. So I thought, all right, this show is called Your Ultimate Life. I have three new announcements. One of them's new and two of them are reminders. Last Saturday was October 14th. Today's the 17th. And last Saturday was my New Year. Friday the 13th. Woo, that was my New Year's Eve. And Saturday's my New Year's Day. And the year that ended, I had a goal of helping 50 million people. Now, helping them do what? handing dollar bills so they can buy, I don't know, what can you buy for a dollar these days? Not much. Okay, was I going to mow 50 million lawns? No, the way I was choosing to help people is consistent with the gifts that I have. I'm not actually very good at yard work. I don't enjoy it. And, you know, if I really try, I can make a yard look good, but it hasn't been one of my favorite pastimes or things that I put a lot of effort and energy into. But something I have put a lot of effort and energy into is being in the people encouragement business. We live in a world of sadness. We live in a world right now that's got at least two terrible wars going on, and we've got inflation, and we've got, you know, economic turmoil. And then on top of that, we've got some good job growth, but there are some countervailing influences. The cost of living is going up faster and all that other stuff. Encouragement is in short supply. Positive energy is in short supply. How many places do you know right now where you can go and get lifted up, encouraged, listened to? Sometimes when I have a conversation with people, a deep conversation, I'm getting to know them, and I love people, and so I ask always how you're doing, what's going on in life, and I really mean it. So I dig in and help people have deep conversations if they want to. And sometimes a question that I'll ask is this: how many places, and I want you to think about this right now, how many places do you have in your life where you can go talk to someone and they will listen to you fully and completely, without judgment, without trying to fix you? Just listen and be with you while they listen as you talk, and truly be there with you for you. When I ask that question, you know what usually happens? What usually happens is there's a big silence, and then the person I'm talking with often gets emotional, like tears, and then they'll say zero. Once in a while, and it's fun because once in a while someone will say, I have one. Once in my life, I've had someone say, I have two. The people that have one, they know that instantly. Like when I ask the question, I have one. And they know exactly what I mean and exactly what I'm talking about. But the vast majority of people do not feel in their hearts like they have a place where they can go fully be themselves and talk and be heard, be listened to, be loved, be appreciated. And that is just a glaring emphasis on the fact that we need more encouragement, love, kindness, places of lifting and blessing. I just call it love. That's one of the things I call coaching, is the people encouragement business. I also call it blind spot protection service, or anxiety annihilation business, or obstacle obliteration business, or the courage mining business. And I have about a dozen of those names that describe the things that you do, that I do, when you're a coach, as a coach. Because as a coach, I can't do your work. I can't go do your push-ups. I can't write your book. I can't create your product. I can't go get the promotion at work for you. I can't fix the relationship for you. I can't zap more money in your bank account or increase your earnings. But neither can an athletic coach run the race for their athlete or swim the laps or lift the weights. The coach is there to help with technique, help with mostly it's mindset, because most of the things that get in our way are the stuff we believe or we don't believe. So anyway, back to the AI thing, thinking about coaching and thinking about my own impact on the world. Now, I just finished the year of 50 million. We reached the goal, 75, it looks like. We've addressed that many people. And I was talking to somebody while emailing back and forth, and I told him what we'd done. And he wrote back and asked, how did you measure that? And I said, well, you know, not very perfectly, but, you know, audience size and how many people we've been able to talk to and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I've been on, I don't know, some 300 plus shows in the last year. And I've got my own podcast with 800 something. And then there's this show and a network television show and some other stuff. But anyway, when we added it all up, it seemed like we had about an audience of 75 million. But that was last year. And this year started last Saturday, 4 days ago. So we've set a new goal. And I mentioned this last week that I was going to talk about that today, and here it is. So the new goal is I'm going to help 250 million people. So five times the size is the goal. And I told my friend this, and he said, how are you going to do that? And I said, I don't know. And I don't. And then I said, so tell me what you have ideas. And then if you can help me, you know, here's the things I need. Spread the podcast, spread this show and other things. And what am I spreading for? This isn't really about business, and it's not about me making money. Although I have to say, from this work, I do get coaching clients. But that isn't the primary motivator. My primary motivator, the thing that I do morning to night, is help you, listening right now, understand who you really are. What do you mean who I am? I know who I am, and then you tell me your name. I'm talking about realizing your true potential. You're a divine, infinite being that happens to be having a mortal experience. But most of us don't live like that. We live like we're trapped by the circumstances and things that are going on around us. That's how we live. And we believe we're less than, and we believe we're not capable, and the brakes will never go our way, and we won't get this, and that can't happen. And that's how we limit ourselves. And so as a coach, just exactly like an athletic coach or the vocal coach I've had for years, the process is about coming to help those you're coaching or working with believe in their possibility. Medical professionals will tell you 100% of the time that the biggest determinant of recovery in any medical situation is the desire and belief of the patient. It's the same in athletics. It's the same in finances, hard, cold cash. It's the same in any endeavor. Your belief is the biggest factor, your belief in your capability and your dedication to the practice. Anyway, in thinking about that and the work that I've been doing for the last, we started in 2007, so the 16 years now, in the last 16 years, I went to ChatGPT and I thought, I wonder. Now, the version, the search version that I have is a private version that's several layers above ChatGPT-4 because that's open source. And I have a coder friend who took it and built all kinds of extra stuff in it. But anyway, it, as you probably already know, it has access. It's the largest database ever assembled. It has access to every piece of knowledge anywhere ever, unless something has never been on the internet, online. So I ask it to find something, and I ask it, so give me some reasons why you should listen to this LA Talk Radio show, to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger. So I said, give me 10 reasons why you should do that. And it was interesting. I thought, well, this will be interesting. Maybe it'll say, don't do that. Or maybe it'll say, stupid idea, or could say a bunch of stuff. But because of my commitment to serve you, I wanted to ask and see what it would say. So I'm going to share with you what these 10 reasons are. And then as I do this, this really is not about me. Yay, me. I couldn't care less. I don't come and talk to you or to people during the day, like I just had several coaching calls today. I don't do that ever, not even one time, to make it about me. The only goal that I have is that now 250 million to help. And what does it mean to help? It means to help you see who you really are and that you can create and have in your life anything you want if you're willing to do the work and go do that and get rid of the stories. All right, so here's number one. It says expertise and knowledge. It says that Kellen is known for mastery in various topics related to personal and professional development. Now, I thought that was interesting because the last time I looked up my name on Google, there were some 27,500 something hits, and many of them had to do with my professional career in energy. But that's been now 16 years ago, so you had to go down to the bottom of page one or page two before you started on that. And I started thinking about why would ChatGPT think that? And then I thought about the work that I do. So I've written now 19 books. And the last one is called Living with Purpose and Power. And that's an interesting phrase because I lived so much of my life without any purpose and certainly feeling powerless, like everything was happening to me and I didn't really control much at all. And gloriously, I found out that's not true. I create my life exactly like I want. So this Living with Purpose and Power is book number 19. And I want to make three announcements. One of them is $250 million. The second one is in about 3 weeks, we've got a book coming out, and it is Living with Purpose and Power. And the third announcement is we have a book set coming out of 4 books for Christmas. Okay, and it's very much in line with this personal development. So if you are contented with your life, if everything is going exactly like you want, I am so grateful because I meet so few of those people. When I say, is your life like you want? Are you completely happy? I almost never do I get someone that says, yep. Now, I had a chance to interview earlier today a woman for my podcast that's going to air in November. I think she's going to be a guest on my show here in a few weeks. She had an amazing story about her work. And you know what her work is? Her work is helping. She works with people who are struggling in their relationships. Lead with love, live with love, lift and bless the other companion. When I was in relationships, and sadly I had a number that failed, those that failed were because I didn't know how to participate in a relationship selflessly and with the idea of serving. In my own document now, that's my declaration to the universe, I say, well, I am that I live to serve. That isn't some altruistic mumbo-jumbo that I say just to sound good. It's a reminder to myself every single day, and sometimes 3 or 4 times a day, that when I have a choice of what to do in a given moment, or in a given situation or conversation, I have chosen to approach it from how can I serve here? How can I do something that adds good to the situation? I found that from making that choice, I'm happier, even though I didn't think, how can I be happy here or what can I get? I think about what can I give. So anyway, the first thing that ChatGPT came back with is that according to its research, I have some mastery about that. Well, my having that mastery about personal development and growth doesn't do any good unless I share it. And so that is my goal of $250 million, to share everything that I can with you, because my goal is for you to have all that you want, all the love, all the prosperity, all the joy. And I have now many years of experience helping people change how they relate to their life, their relationships, and all of the pieces of life so that there is more joy and more happiness. All right. Number two, it said that I produce inspirational and motivational content. Now, it used a word that I don't use, knack. It says, Kellen has a knack for delivering inspirational and motivational content that leaves a lasting impact on listeners. Well, I hope so. And then it said, you can receive a regular dose of motivation to reach your goals and overcome challenges. I hope that's true because I know something about you. I know that you have gifts and talents you're not using. I know that you could have more happiness, more joy, more love, more money, more fulfillment if you wanted it. Now, you may be happy right where you are, and this is where my next invitation goes. Once in a while, I'll meet someone that says, I am absolutely living exactly the way I want. Everything is going well. I'm thrilled with my life. I love meeting those people. And if you're one of those, this is an invitation I'd like to meet and chat. And you know why? There's 2 reasons. One, I like to just expand my acquaintances of people who feel like they've reached that stage of fulfillment. And two, I also like to feature those people on my shows because there's this nasty rumor that goes around. And the nasty rumor is, oh, you know, that good life, it's only for some. Those good breaks only happen to rich people or people in certain places or, you know, I don't know, countries where there's a lot of oil or Hollywood or wherever, but anywhere but where I am. That's not true. You can have a happy life right here, right now. And that's one of the secrets that I have uncovered in this now 16-year pursuit of personal development. I live every day happy. I don't have a single obligation. And when I say that, people go nuts, right? And they start thinking of all their obligations. And you know what? Here's the secret. I have to pay bills and eat and sleep and do dishes and clean the yard and do all the rest of the stuff. I just don't treat any of those as obligations. Every single one of those is an opportunity because I choose to look at it that way. And you can think, yeah, you're some Pollyanna idiot and you're just lying, but it's true. I love everything I'm doing every day because I can. And it's not to be silly, but what I've discovered is because I live like that, I'm happy all the time. I'm never doing anything I don't want to do. So the juice, the emotional juice in me is never, oh, I don't want to do this. I wish, I can't wait till this is over. Yeah, I never feel like that because I never want anything to be over. There's a picture that I love of cats and dogs. Now, if you're a cat lover, or dog lover, or both, you'll appreciate this. The picture of a cat was, you know, if there's food put down, the cat just kind of aloof and, you know, disinterested. And if you try to play with it or hold it, you know, the cat's always disinterested. At least it was portrayed that way. And the dog, it went through the things of the day. Oh, going for a walk. Oh, that's my favorite, showed the dog jumping up and down. And then it was feeding time. Oh, food, that's my favorite, jumping up and down. And oh, petting, oh, that's my favorite. And all the way through, it listed about 10 things. And every single thing was the dog's favorite thing. Well, that's kind of how dogs act, right? Their tails are wagging and they're positive and joyful, unless there's some serious reason, but that's their natural state. Well, what prevents you and me? Well, the true answer is nothing, because that's how I've chosen to create life. And who cares what I've chosen? That's what I love to help people achieve. So if you want to have a day, a week, a month, a life where you love all of it, ooh, that's available. And that's tastier than a really good milk chocolate bar, unless you hate milk chocolate and maybe you're into dark, but it's tastier than whatever you can think of. All right, so number three that ChatGPT told me is that I have practical strategies and tips that can be implemented in real life to improve productivity, enhance communication, and develop a growth mindset. So let's get a couple of practical tips. The best one that I have, and I'll lead with the very best one first. The best tip I have for, I'm reading it now, improving productivity, better communication, and a growth mindset is my morning ritual. That's the best one by 100 miles. And I'll tell you why. Because it prepares me for every single day. Now, I was talking to somebody yesterday who's a client and not an active client. At least now, they've been a client in the past and they're going to come back and do some work. And I ask a question about how they prepare themselves for each day. Well, you might believe you don't need to prepare yourself for the day. Who cares? I don't need to do anything. I just get up, make some coffee, take a shower, or walk the dog, and that's good enough. I don't need to prepare anything for the day. Why would I need to do that? Well, why would you need to do that indeed? Well, let's think about high performers. If you think about an athlete who performs at a high level. We're going back into, you know, what is it now? October. So we're into football season, and basketball and hockey are starting. And so you have a lot of high level athletes. Do you think they warm up before the games or after the games? Now, they might warm down afterwards, but you and I both know they warm up before the game. Why do they warm up before the game? I know it's a silly question, but they warm up to make sure their basics are all on point. A million free throws, a million three-point shots, or net shots for the hockey players. They warm up and warm up and warm up so that they are at peak performance come game time. Well, in our lives, your game time is every day. You go to sleep. I don't know why we're built to sleep away a third of our lives, plus or minus, but we are. And that means when we are reborn every morning, we kind of like die every night and wake up reborn in the morning. Why wouldn't you prepare so you'll be at peak performance for your day? Why would you or me, any of us, be interested in a mediocre day? Like if an athlete did that, can you imagine a franchise player? We're not going to warm up. I don't care. I'm just going to kind of show up and do whatever. Well, they wouldn't be the franchise player very long. Well, if you want to create a life that is joyful, that is a franchise type life, top level, you need to warm up. So tips and tricks. It's not a trick. Tip and a strategy, practical. Very practical. So I'm going to get really specific, because what does it mean to have a morning ritual? Well, I'm going to give you the principle, and then I'm going to tell you how I do it, and you can do whatever you want with it. The principle is, answer the following question. What set of activities could you do in half an hour in the morning that would make you as sharp as you could be, as connected as you could be, as creative as you could be, as full of love and energy and just ready to meet today? What set of activities would do that? Well, I don't know the answer for you, but I use an acronym, SPEM, SPEM, right? And S stands for spiritual, P stands for physical, E is emotional, and M is mental. So I spend some time, and I suggest 10 minutes when I'm teaching this to clients, so I'm offering that to you, 10 minutes in each of those four areas, and that's a little more than 30, 10, 20, 30, 40. Try it. Try doing a day. Try it for a week. Try it for a week. And I'll tell you what kinds of activities I'm talking about, and of course you can adjust them, because the goal is that it makes you feel connected, creative, and empowered. Not me. So S stands for spiritual. And what I mean by that is your higher self. If you worship God, if you're connected to the universe or you're spiritual in some other way, whatever that sense of larger purpose is, do you spend any time every morning connecting to or touching that part of life? 95, more than 90% of people that I talk to, that activity is sporadic. When they're in trouble, when they remember, when something really good happens, maybe they feel grateful. But as to some kind of regular preparation, the answer is no. Well, if you don't spend any time connecting with the spiritual plane, that part of life, then why would you expect to be good at it? You wouldn't. It's easy to see in the next one, P, physical. If I never exercise, I'm not going to be very limber. I'm not going to be very strong. I'm not going to be capable of much when I'm called on to use any kind of physical stuff. So the physical part can be something very simple. I do a set of stretches. I did martial arts for a long time. So I do some stretching. Right now, I've got some back problems. So I modify it a little bit to do some exercises from physio. The point is to honor your body. So now in 20 minutes, you've honored your spirit. You've honored your body. E is emotional, and that's a very broad category, and it concludes all your relationships. What I suggest you do is what would happen if you spent 10 minutes in the morning looking through your messages and sending love notes to the people you feel inspired to send them to? Maybe a relationship you want to nurture. Maybe a relationship you want to repair where something's a little bit off. maybe creating a new relationship of some kind. If you spend 10 minutes intentionally thinking about some place where you can build, nurture, love, repair, or do good in a relationship. So that's dealing with our relationships. And the last one is M, mental. Now, I read a few chapters in some books. I have a big stack of 30 books over here that I'm always in the middle of, and they get switched out, you know, all the time. Now, what would your day be like if you spent time getting spiritually connected, physically awake and alive, emotionally energized by working on relationships, and mentally stimulated? If you did that every day, you know right this minute that your life would be better every single day, because you'd be on instead of groggy. You'd be on instead of unfocused. You'd be on instead of fussing about things. There's no space in that creation time for worrying about people that dissed you or things that didn't go your way or any of that stuff. Just get rid of it. 99% of that you can't fix or do anything about right now anyway. So instead, there's a very practical, real-world, proven, guaranteed method. Now, the way that I do it may not work for you, but the process of creating an intentional warm-up, daily warm-up to warm up your life, is a powerful, real tip that will change your life. That's a guarantee. All right, number four, it says guest interviews. Now, here's something for you. I love having people on who have a story. The lady that I talked to earlier today has an amazing story. And that's why I invited her to be on in a few weeks. But it's going to be on, her podcast is going to be out in November sometime. And she has a story. I just couldn't believe it. Fleeing her native country and dealing with all kinds of prejudice and struggle and wanting to end her life several times and just, and then prevailing over all of it. Now, isn't it interesting? Anybody can have a sad story. And the question is, are you going to let those events ruin you? Or are you going to allow them to refine you? Ruin or refine? And when we were talking, we talked about the process of refining metal, like refining gold or silver. Well, if you know anything about refining gold or silver, the ore, and this is true for other metals too, you heat it. There's a lot of heat involved. And the heat burns off the dross or the stuff that you don't want and purifies the ore. Well, there's no wonder that things sometimes are called the refiner's fire, because our lives can be full of dross or unnecessary baggage. And so if you think of an event that ruined you, made you angry, hurt you, beat you down, made you depressed, affected you financially and ruined you for a while, you can hold on to that baggage, resentment, negativity, how unfair everything was. You can hold on to that as long as you want. Or you can turn on the refiner's fire and burn it off and then let the lessons from that refine you. She had a great saying about that, and I'm going to say it here, but it's hers. And she said, those things that happen to you, those tough challenges that are bad, they're a life experience, not a life sentence. And when she said that, I told her at the time that I really loved it. And I have repeated it now, but I'm not claiming original stuff. It's not a life sentence. It only lasts as long as you let it. Now, if I'm put in jail for something I did, I don't control the sentence. I might get some time off for good behavior. But the good thing about those life events, you can end the sentence anytime you want. You can forgive. You can change your being. I had to do that. I made a lot of mistakes. I did a lot of things that in retrospect, I think, I would not do that again. That is not who I want to be. I've had to apologize and clean stuff up a lot. But then I let it go. Let it go, because as long as we hold on to that, it's like carrying all these heavy rocks that prevent us from shining a light, from being of service, being full of love. When I had a bunch of stuff hidden about my past and life and everything, I was always afraid somebody'd find out something. Ooh, well, transparency, get rid of it. freedom comes from forgiveness. Freedom comes from forgiveness. Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others. Let your life, your light, your love, your heart be refined from those trials and hardships. The baggage is not required. You can let it go anytime. End that sentence. The next thing, and so having guests, oh, I didn't finish with that one. Having guests is something I love, and you're invited. I can't take everyone, and so I will want to chat first. But if you have a story to share, if you have a way that you lift and bless people's lives, if you're in the encouragement business in any way, maybe you write, maybe you sing, maybe you paint, maybe you tell stories, maybe you're a coach, maybe you do a lot of things. If you have gone through an experience that you have allowed to refine you, and you are now in the process of figuring out how to help and serve, then you're contributing to The Ultimate Life, which is the name of this show. And when I talk about reaching 250 million people, it is through you and you and you and you and me. But it's us collaborating to share the stories of success. There's a favorite YouTube video, one of my favorites, from one of the channels, Motiversity, I think. But anyway, I have several of their videos I listen to that, you know, that are between 25 and 40 minutes long when I go for a walk, and they charge me up. And there's this one part where this woman is talking, and she says, "Your story is valuable." I couldn't agree more. That's why I wrote the book, The Story Arc, which is a tool for helping you organize and tell your story, either in a book yourself or in a course or in a lecture or in a workshop. It's a way to help you present what you've learned. But anyway, she said, "Your story is valuable. Your story of success." Nobody writes about those who quit. Nobody finds motivation in ones that give up. So even if you give up for a minute or a week or a year or a decade, you can always take something that ruined you and let it refine you by changing your perspective, by looking for the gift, by remembering what my guest said. It's a life experience, not a life sentence. So this is a direct invitation. If you want to be on this or one of my other shows to share your message, I want to chat with you. And let's find out how to help you accomplish your purpose so you can help more people with your experience. All right. So the next thing it said was number five. Again, the 10 reasons to listen to this show, The Ultimate Life by LA on LA Talk Radio. It said interactive and engaging format. Now, what you don't know is I often get people who send me emails or messages on social about things to talk about. I don't do the thing where I hold up some card and read questions, but often the conversations I have with people spark both the things that I talk about when I do the show alone, like this, and help me with questions when I have interviews. And so my point always is to be a little controversial. It's not supposed to be pablum. It's supposed to shock you a little into action. And that's why I said to start with, you right now are living below your capability. I know that. If you're okay with that, then you can just tune me out. But if you know you're living below your capability and you're tired of it and you want some of this ultimate life stuff, purpose, prosperity, and joy, then it's time to shake off the dust. Stand up. Claim the controls of your life and move forward. That is my whole business. I am in the people encouragement business. I write books about it. I give talks about it. I tell stories, mine and your stories, about it. I talk regularly about clients and about people that I talk to all the time. And of course, I never give names, but I share the growth and the learnings and the insights and the breakthroughs. Why would I do that? Well, I want you to have them. I want you to know and be able to grow and get excited about your own possibility. Because at the end of the day, what you take out of this is all that matters to you. What I do, or what I'm doing or how I'm living or what someone else takes out of these conversations doesn't matter to you. The only thing that matters to you is what you choose to take. I can offer all the help in the world. I can tell you how great you are and mean it with all my heart. But if you don't take it and say, wow, I need to consider that. What can I do now to elevate my own life, to elevate my belief in myself and my opportunities? If that doesn't happen, then the conversation doesn't accomplish anything for you. It might for someone else, and that's fabulous for them. So all of this, no matter whose story I tell, whether it's mine or someone that I've interviewed or someone that I've met or a client or anything else, their success is only useful if you choose to take a thought, an idea. Maybe I can. What if I do this? I wonder what would happen, etc. So I encourage you to do that. Engage with this. If it goes in one ear and out the other, that's what my mom used to say about how I listened. It won't help you. The sixth thing that it says is community building. Now, that's fun because I have people that talk to me all the time about episodes that they've listened to. And then they tell someone else and they tell someone else. Episodes of this show that they've listened to. And it does build a community because then I have people that come and say, hey, I want to do that. Can I be on the show? And then we talk about what they've got to share and how we can make it work for their mission, your mission. And so community building is a fun and joyful part of this. And one of the reasons I do it and one of the reasons I invite you to be part of the growth process. We work better as humans in community. So you are here among a like-minded group of people who are growing, who are increasing their reach, their impact, their wealth, and their personal joy. That's what we're about. Doing good, adding good to the world is the phrase I use and love to use. Number seven, the seventh reason why you should listen to this show, according to ChatGPT, is emotional and mental well-being. Now, I love this. If you followed the story at all, or if you've read Tightrope of Depression, My Journey from Darkness, Despair, and Death to Light, Love, and Life, you know that I struggled for decades. Decades, plural, with depression. And it ravaged my life in many ways, including addictions and ruined relationships and bankruptcies and all kinds of things. And it also saw wild successes. One shrink I talked to after I started working on this, after the divine intervention in 2007. So the 35 years was from 1972 or 73 when I left my house, left home, to 2007. So 35 years I went without getting help. And struggling, trying to doing it on my own. And when I finally changed course and started getting help and moving in the direction of doing the work I do now in 2007, 16 years ago, every counselor I talked to expressed surprise that I was still alive. But two of them actually suggested that it might be actually bipolar because I seem to also have wild episodes of lengthy, excitement. Today, I live in that mode all the time. But it's not because of some imbalance. It's because I love life so much. But mental health has been and will remain a huge topic for me, a thing that is critical to our happiness. When we're not mentally okay, when we don't have a good perspective on how things work, it's sad, it's hard, it's dark, it's black. And the mistake I made for decades was not getting any help and believing I was alone and then living like that. So, yes, I deal with that a lot in the books that I've written and also in programs and guests that we've had on and in the podcast. The eighth thing, it says, is entertainment and enjoyment. Now, I guess you'll have to decide if there's anything entertaining about all this or enjoyable. I sure as heck have fun doing it. I picked this background today because I love, you know, the sun up here in the corner and this big, long river going out there. It's just a beautiful reminder. It's still, it's calm, it's fun. Sometimes I have really energetic backgrounds. Like I have a bunch of pictures of the bird, the phoenix, in all kinds of fire, and I have monks meditating and all kinds of crazy stuff, sometimes related to the topic, and sometimes just there like this one to be a pleasing and fun background. I hope this is enjoyable for you. I hope that my encouragement, my faith in your ability, my faith in your capability, in your innate goodness, in your desire to add good to the world, I acknowledge every single good thing that you're doing, every person that you've helped, bless your heart. You're wonderful because of it. The more we learn and choose to use our gifts, our energy to serve, the more blessed we are and the more blessed others are because we do that. I have lived so long in worrying about WIIFM. What's in it for me? And that life was small, shriveled, negative, and never seemed to be enough of anything. Now that I focus on love and service, I never have that feeling. Every day feels more expansive than the last. And I mean expansive in every way. Health, wealth, joy, relationships. And I am not in a position, I don't have a monopoly on any of that. And in fact, I find the faster and more I give away the service, the love, the benefits, the blessings that I have, the more I have. And it's so much fun, I can hardly stand it. Now, we're just about out of time for today. So I'm going to skip the last ones just because there's too many. How I want to end today's show is this. You can have anything you want. I talk about your ultimate life. I don't know what the words are that you use to describe that. You can go to KellenFlukiger.com right there on the page, and there's five steps to your ultimate life. That's a giveaway that I have that outlines what I believe are five steps to get there. You can go to MasterYourMonsters.com, another free thing that I have to give you encouragement and help. If you're a coach, and I happen to interact with and be part of life with a lot of coaches, I have a fun thing coming up called Love 'em, Coach 'em, Sign 'em. And it is specifically aimed at coaches who are having trouble filling their coaching practice. I can't think of a profession that's more needed than being in the people encouragement business. I love coaches, I love coaching, and I love helping them. And so I used to have a terrible, terrible time filling my practice, getting clients and all the rest. I don't anymore. So now I teach how to get clients because I've learned how to do it easily. So here's the URL, Love Coach Sign'em, and that's E-M, right? LoveCoachSign'em.com, LoveCoachSign'em.com. So if you're a coach, go there. If you don't, you're really missing out. How I want to end this today for you is with all the love and encouragement that I have. I have chosen to do everything I can to add good to the world, to help you, to help 250 million people. How I want you to leave this is ask yourself, what are you doing to add good to the world? What are you doing on purpose that is full of love and service? And when you answer that, does it satisfy your soul? Is it who you want to be? Or are you feeling the call to do more? So often I talk to people and that's what they say, oh, I love helping people. If you're feeling the call to do more, to give back, to be more, then do it. Create the opportunity to love and serve others. That's the key to happiness. It isn't the accumulation of stuff. It isn't the inward focus on what I need. It is the outward focus on love, on blessing, on giving, and on serving. That's how the divine who created us behaves toward us. That was the example that every holy person, whether you believe in Christ or others, set. That is the teaching. Love and service are the key components of creating your ultimate life. They're the key components of happiness, the key components of prosperity in its largest sense. And so I encourage you with this last breath of today, love yourself furiously, forgive yourself for every mistake, and then recommit to doing good, lifting and blessing everyone around you. And by doing that, you'll find yourself creating your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.